About 20 minutes into his address Tuesday night, President Trump listed examples of what he called appalling waste we have already identified. He noted funding for one program to a southern African nation, saying, quote, $8 million to promote LGBTQ+ in Lesotho, which nobody has heard of, end quote. The foreign minister of Lesotho told the Associated Press that Trump should speak for himself and found it surprising and disappointing that he claimed no one knows Lesotho. But Republican strategist Joseph Slavik tells VOA that he doesn't think President Trump meant to offend the small African kingdom.
We all like and love Lesotho. It's a great country. They have, by the way, a new ambassador, a young man here in Washington, D.C., who I met recently. They're obviously trying to improve their own image. So I don't think in terms of trying to insult Lesotho, President Trump was trying to do that. But I think he was trying to make a point to the American people and to elected officials that, look, obviously LGBT and DEI issues are not going to be accepted. And that spending $8 million in a small country like Lesotho was a non-starter.
Samba Muzada is an assistant professor of political science at James Madison University in Virginia, who is from Zambia. She tells VOA that most of her students have no idea how many countries there are in Africa, much less where Lesotho is located.
Genuinely, most people in that place probably don't even know about the existence of Lesotho. And I'm going to tell you this as a person that has interacted with large populations in the U.S., when I ask most of my students, so how many countries do you think there are in Africa? I've had people tell me one, and some have said two or three. So to some extent, it is an acknowledgement of, you know, the lack of knowledge about other parts of the country that really exist.
Muzada took issue with President Trump's efforts to get rid of hundreds of thousands of federal workers. The president noted in his speech he imposed an immediate freeze on federal hiring and ordered all federal workers to return to the office. Muzada says employees nationwide are being affected by efforts to slash the number of federal workers.
Federal workers are all across the country, and they do a lot of amazing things, from ensuring that the fruits that we eat are safe. It's the federal workers that do that. Ensuring that, you know, the water we drink is safe, ensuring that the air quality is right. It's the federal workforce. So if people have this notion and thought that the federal workforce are in Washington, D.C., and yes, we're going to drain the swamp, we shouldn't forget the bigger picture. We might be doing a disservice to everybody else.
Asked how she would grade President Trump's overall speech in terms of whether he achieved what he set out to do, Muzada had this to say.
I think if we look at what he promised in his campaign, and what he's been doing over the last few weeks that he's been in power and how he delivered the speech, that would definitely fall under the category of excellent. There is a consistent alignment between what he promised he would do in the campaign. There is a consistent alignment with what he has done over the last few weeks. It's been a shock.
Slavik also gives the president high marks for delivering on what he said he would do in his first days in office.
He basically had the chance to show the American people that what he promised during the campaign was starting in the first 100 days of his election.
Some Democratic lawmakers said Trump did not address Americans' economic concerns, including Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer.
One thing Donald Trump did not mention last night was a real serious plan to bring down costs, the number one thing Americans wanted to hear most. Instead, Donald Trump doubled down on his plans to send costs skyrocketing by starting a trade war with Canada and Mexico.
Many Democrats and other critics have said that Trump's cuts to federal agencies could also damage the economy and harm U.S. foreign relations. Even some of the president's Republican Party have expressed concern about some job cuts. Carol Van Dam for VOA News in Washington.